gonna give you that pricing.
Hey, thank you for holding, Emmanuel.
Yes.
Hey, Emmanuel, how you doing? How's your Friday going so far?
Fine.
Good, good. All right. Getting yourself, are you guys working this, this weekend? Are you,
you want to just give me the pricing?
Yeah. I mean, if you want a quick quote, it's anywhere between like $8 a day to $15 a day. I can go over exactly like what that entails. But basically what I'm doing here is I'm looking at your area and it looks like they have you down as Bloomingdale, but you say your area is actually North Shore. Is that right?
Yeah, North Shore.
Okay, and you cover like the maximum amount of distance is 50 miles, right?
15.
Got it. Okay, that's why we do this. So if the max is 15, all right, so let me go ahead and adjust that. So do you have any questions about the program besides the pricing or?
I want to make sure we're talking about the same thing. You're talking about the Google Maps.
Right, yeah, and that's why we ask for those questions, because we obviously want to make sure that we're talking about the same thing, because Google does have a couple of things that you can do for them, but yes, this is the map section, right? So like, right now your company's, yeah, so your company name is the North Shore Refrigeration and Appliance Repair, right?
Right.
Okay, so is that all you do? Is it just like appliance repair or refrigeration, or do you guys do other things as well?
Yeah, appliances, refrigerators, washers, dryers.
Okay.
Sub-zero refrigerators. So I don't know what kind of keywords you guys use, but it would be more than just appliance repair.
Exactly. And it sounds like you already know what you're talking about, because that's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about basically the keywords that we would use for you. So let's say one of those keywords would be refrigeration repair near me, right? And what we would do is that we will list you on the first page of Google under that keyword. Now with us, you can choose up to 15 different keywords in order to rank you on the first page. Yeah, it's 15 keywords that's included in the plan. Obviously I'll go over pricing now, but it's 15 keywords and we'll get you listed on the map section. So are you familiar with like how the map section looks? Because it's Google is broken down into three. The top is like basically your sponsors. The second place, which is where 90% of the business goes, is the map section. And then the third option is at the bottom, and that's like more of your organic listings. So that's like your website and having it organically kind of ranked through the first page, right? So like that's how it's broken down. I'm sure you're probably familiar with it.
SEOs.
Yeah, exactly.
The third section, like SEO, yeah.
It's SEO. Yeah, exactly. Search engine optimization. You hit the nail on the head. So that's exactly what we're offering you. The reason that we called you is because we can only work with one industry.
You're only offering SEOs or the maps?
So the acronym SEO, it just stands for search engine optimization. It's just an idea. That's what SEO is. And yes, the adding you to the map section of Google, like right now, I'm looking, you guys don't have a Google business profile, right?
Used to, but Google shut it down.
Oh,
you know,
what happened there?
They suspended it, so I'm working, well right now, I don't know, they don't give you any reasons. So I'm working with another company trying to restore my Google Maps ad, because I was in the Google Maps section.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I'm not opposed to just starting a whole new fresh one.
Well, it depends. So we are, I don't know who you're working with currently, but we're a Google channel partner. We've been partnering with Google for 18 years. Well, I'm sorry, we just hit our birthday last week. It's 19 years. Got to get used to saying that. But we help a lot of business owners with your exact issue. Now, I can't guarantee anything because honestly, I don't even see there is a profile. So if you're saying that you had one and it got suspended, I don't know the exact reason as to why it's suspended, but I will tell you that we do help unsuspend it.
We can create a new one.
Okay. Yeah, as long as the business that you had it under before, what was the name of the business? Was it the one that we have here? Was it different or?
North Shore Refrigerator and Appliance Repair, Inc., I believe it was. North Shore Refrigerator and Appliance Repair, Inc.
Okay.
I have Google Ads, but I suspended it because I suspended the Google Ads.
Oh, so you use, okay, so you're familiar with, right. Yeah, okay. We could do Google Ads,
Google
too,
ads,
if you want it.
No, I'm not, I don't want Google Ads. It's outrageous. And,
yeah.
Every other day I'm getting billed an obscene amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even worth it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not interested in mm-hmm. Google Ads.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's
the
no
only
problem.
The only I'm interested in is Google Maps.
That's the maps, it. Okay.
And
yeah, I mean.
And I'm, that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, we could definitely help you with that. There's three things that's included in the plan that you'll get. So I'll go over the pricing now if that's okay with you, unless you have any other questions. Do you have like any other questions?
No, go ahead.
No? Okay.
No.
All right. So, like we mentioned, so once we work with a company, we will only work with you. That's it. We don't work with anybody else that's going to be in your area that does what you do. There's no contracts. You can cancel at any time. There's no penalty for canceling. There's three things that we do, which I'll dive deeper in, but obviously the first one is the map section on Google for those 15 keywords. The second one is we'll build you a website. And then the third is social media marketing for Facebook. Now, normally what that plan would run you
I already have a website.
You do? Perfect. Then we don't have to build you one. So that would be included then. We can add it to your profile. We can help you with the marketing by also marketing your Google business profile too. So that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as
Google Maps, I already have my own website and I'm not interested in the other one. So just Google Maps and I'll provide you my own website.
Okay. Well, then I'll give you a great deal for sure. So what you're typically looking at just for the map section to cover it, you're typically looking at like $3.99 to $4.99 a month. You already have a website. We normally will charge a $99 setup fee. So what I am going to do for you is I'm going to waive the setup fee, right? And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring your monthly for just the map section down to $199. So we can break it down from $3.99 to $199 a month. Now that deal I'll give you is permanent. So that'll stay with you for the rest of your career here with us. So if you're with us for 6 months or 6 years, it's going to be $199 a month. That's it. Now when it comes to, your business account, I'm going to let our team know because I don't see anything on here. I don't see any profile or anything like that when it comes to Google. So we'll have to double check, but we should be able to create one. We should just be able to create one for you.
Okay.
And then manage it and run it. What do you think?
Well, as long as I understand you correctly, you say I'm going to be on the top of the Google Maps area. So someone pushes in refrigerator repair, appliance repair, sub-zero repair, whatever.
Sure.
I'm going to
be
on the top of the Google Maps.
Yep.
I won't be on the second page, the first page at the top.
No. So you're always, as long as you're with us, you're always going to be on the first page. Now, the only time that you won't be on the first page is if, let's say, you cancel or let's say you pause your listing, because you can pause it too if you want it. That's the only time that you'll. I'll give you a great example. Right. So I'll give you a great example. So when we market you for those 15 keywords in a specific area, I mean, you're going to get calls. A lot of times what happens is that they may get too many calls and they're like, hey, look, this is great. You know, we're 5 months in. We're getting a lot of calls. They'll pause it so that they can catch up with their work and then they resume it in like a month or two. So that's a pretty common reason as to why somebody would pause it, just to give you an example. And if you pause it, we don't charge you. What was that?
The price is the same.
Right. The price is the same. Yeah, so like if you pause it and then resume it, is it going to be the same price?
Well, not only that, what I'm asking is let's say someone looked it up. Let's say I got 5 calls in one day. Every day.
Oh, yeah. It's the same. It's a unlimited call service. So you will not pay for call, click, or lead. So like you were using Google, you were using, what were you using before you said? You said you were using Google,
Google Ads.
Google Ads, yeah. So Google Ads a little different, where you'll probably pay for like the calls you're getting or the clicks that you're doing, and that could get pretty pricey, but.
Can I put you on hold for just 1 second?
Yeah, I'll be here. Yeah, that's fine.
Hello?
Hey, I'm here.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's just switching over. All right. Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Did you switch me to your car?
Yeah, I got switched over, yeah.
Okay,
okay.
Yeah. I'm used to that. That's okay. Go ahead.
All right. Before I commit to anything, I just want to make sure that, you got my cell phone number? Can I give you my cell phone number?
Is it the one we're speaking on, right?
I don't know. My number is 708.
Hang on one second. 708?
Yep, 708-715.
Mm-hmm.
6095.
Okay. So 708-715-6095.
Yeah, that's my cell phone number.
Yep, got it.
Can you text me a picture of what the mass area we are talking about, so I know we're talking about the same thing?
Of course, yeah, I can do that for you. I can explain it to you too, like. Here, let me see if I can do that. Hang on. Let me see if that's. See if it'll let me. 715. It should be able to. All right. So let's look at refrigeration repair.
Highland Park, Illinois, for example. Refrigeration repair, Highland Park, Illinois.
Highland Park. All right, so let's do Highland Park, Illinois. All right, so let's go to Snippet.
And, you know, 90% of the people look things up on their cell phones.
Easily 90% of the people look them up on your cell phone. I would agree with you, yes. Now, obviously, I'm on my computer, but I'll just show you kind of like the map section that I'm talking about to give you more of an idea. I don't know if this is going to let me do it, to be honest with you. I don't think this tool is going to let me send an image. I may be able to. So let me just explain it. So, like, if I type in refrigerator repair Highland Park, the top section, right, you have your sponsored ads. The second section is listed under businesses. Under businesses, you have names on the left-hand side, like Mr. Appliance of Northbrook. It has their star rating. And to the right of that, there's a quite literal map, like a Google map. It's a square. You have these red dots that are on there, and it'll pinpoint an exact location for, like, a business. And then what people can do is you would choose which one that they would want from that map section and then select it. Below that is the organic listings, like websites. We will put you on the business section where your map section is, where on the left-hand side it has a list of names on there. Does that properly explain it?
Yeah, the map section, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to send you
How are you able to do that?
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, so if you could send me a screenshot, do it. Or you want an email?
No, yeah, it wouldn't let me. If you want me to do it to an email, I can do it. But I think we are on the same page. But go ahead. You said you asked me
so
how.
So let me give you my email.
Go ahead.
Yeah, let me give you my email.
Okay.
Okay. Manoli. M-A-N-O-L-I.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing is the silicos. V like Victor. A. S like Sam. I. L. I. K. O. S like Sam.
Mm-hmm.
At gmail.com. Manoli Basilicos at gmail.com.
Okay. Let's see. All right, let me see if I can send it to you. But go ahead, I'm sorry. I think we keep skirting around a question you asked. I think you asked a question before.
Yeah, how are you able to get to the top of the Google Maps section?
So there's really no like secret. It's basically just availability. So because we partner with Google, as long as you hire us to do your Google, we can directly put you on there. If you don't have an account, it typically takes us 30 to 45 days, the max, to get you listed directly on the first page of Google. If you already have a Google business profile, it's a little bit quicker sometimes. But whenever we have somebody that's paying us, their position is basically saved on the first page, and we keep them there. Once they leave, for a couple of reasons, I can give you examples if you want to, but if anybody were to leave, that opens up that position in Google, and then our job is to fill it. Once we fill it, then it closes it again, and then there's no more availability. So this is quite literally how we do it, and then to keep you on there is all through like the algorithm and, you know, making sure it's all optimized.
Okay.
Yep. So,
right, let me know when you send that email so I can take a quick peek.
Yeah, I'm just labeling this as screenshot, and I'm going to, let's see if you, all right, I just sent it to you. Let me know if you got it.
All right.
Yeah, so the email was valid, so I think I got it right. We'll see.
And then, you want the towns that I want to be listed in?
It would just be a geographical area. So like if you want to cover your 15 miles, we cover 15 miles. If you want 50 miles, we cover 50 miles. Whatever falls within there is basically what it is. Now we can choose like a zip code if you want to do it from like here or the radius a little bit further to the northeast, southwest where you're at, but we won't be able to do like a town.
Towns,
it would cover towns, yeah.
Oh, okay. So I can't give you the names of the specific towns. It would just be a radius.
It would be exactly. Yep. Yeah, it would be a radius. Because if you have a town that's right next to you versus a town that's, you know, 85 miles away, Google, it's too far of a distance for the algorithm to list you on the first page for those areas. That's why they do geographical area.
All right. Okay. You know, Highland Park, Illinois. Okay, let's start with that.
Okay.
All right. Glencoe, Illinois. Can we start with Glencoe, Illinois?
Can you spell it for me? What's the area?
Actually, we'll stick with Highland Park, Illinois. Highland Park, Illinois.
Highland Park?
Okay. Highland Park. What would a 10-mile radius look like? What town would that include?
So I'm not too sure. I can't list the exact towns that it's going to cover. Like I said, we can do a 50-mile radius. I can take a look at the map, and because I see where Highland Park is, to Illinois, right?
Yeah, let's do a 10-mile radius. Because if I give you the name of the towns, they're all right next. They're all around Highland Park.
Yeah, what are the towns?
Okay. Highland Park.
Yeah.
Lake Forest. Deerfield, Illinois. Northbrook,
okay.
Illinois.
Deerfield, yeah. Northbrook, yeah.
Northbrook. Lincoln, Illinois. Winnetka, Illinois. Wilmette, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 6 miles. Yeah, so basically what all the ones that you're naming so far, they're all falling within 50 miles. So Northbrook is like 6 miles. So if we covered like a 20-mile radius in this example, that would fall under it. Does that make sense?
Yep. Okay. I don't want to go any farther than, okay, if you could see the maps area, see where there's Mount Prospect Heights, Wheeling.
Yeah, I see Mount Prospect, yeah.
I don't want to go that far.
Oh, so that's like, So 15 miles, 15 miles I think would cover that area for sure.
You see the 294, which is 294, the highway 294?
I do now, yes. Right next to 94.
Okay, I don't want to go past that.
Right. I see what you're saying.
West.
Yeah, so
that
you're looking at like
west, and then
10 to 15 miles. So yeah, like I said, as long as it's under 50, you're good. So all those things that you're, all the ones that you're mentioning, you know, we can keep it to a tight, like 10 mile radius, which is perfect for you. We could go to 15 if we need to. So absolutely.
So it's either 10 or 15, not in between.
It could be in between. So it could be anywhere between 10 to 15 miles if you wanted to.
So if we did like a 12 mile radius.
Right. Yeah, that should be able to cover the ones that I just can't tell you specifically. Yes, it will cover Northbrook. I can only tell you circumference. We're all the way far back where you want to go. That's like 20 miles. So anything under 20 would be good. So I'm just assuming anywhere between 10 to 15 would be solid. I think your 12 would make sense.
Or maybe 15 miles. Like 15
right.
miles.
Okay. Right. Exactly.
Then I just don't understand how it works. Like, let's say someone lives in Winnetka, for example. And, like, this is the way I would do it. I think most people do it like this. Refrigerator repair, Winnetka, Illinois.
Right.
You know, the town they live in. They want the refrigerator fixed. They live in Winnetka, Illinois. That's how specific people are, right? I mean,
right.
Washer repair, Winnetka, Illinois. It should fall within that radius, right?
Well, just to give you numbers, most people will search the term near me. And when they search the term near me, it does better for the algorithm. If you do the specific, like, town, I guess, that you're in, that's okay too. It's just as long as it falls within that distance of that, because you're going to be on the internet. So, like, if they decide to, like, if somebody from, you know, Mount Prospect decides to look up refrigeration and they go to page, like, 3 of Google because we're not on the first page within that area, then they may call you, right? So, like, we can't stop somebody from looking it up and then finding, you know what I mean, finding you. But when we're talking specifically the first page, yeah, when those people that are within that 15-mile radius, let's say it falls in Northbrook, when they type in near me or Northbrook, then they're within that geographical area. That way your business is the one that's popping up first rather than your competitors, basically.
All right, well, then give it a shot. I mean, I'm sure we're going to have to get together, or not get together, I will have to give you my website later, right? And then we have to come up with a name, right?
Yep, yeah, exactly. So you say you already have a website, right?
I do have a website. I don't remember it offhand. I got to wait until I get to my office. Well, first of all, let me get your information so I can keep in contact with you. What's your name?
Yep, so my name is Joe. I can send you a text message with my info if you want, but my name is Joey, Joey.
Oh. Oh,
yeah,
send me a text message.
Yeah, I was gonna say, cause that's usually what I do. I send you a text with my info. So yeah, I mean, just to give you timelines here, when it comes to signing you up, because it's a position, we'll close the listing today. So we'll get you signed up today. It's only gonna be the $199, no setup fee and discounted the whole 9 yards. I'll lock that in for you. And then we'll set up a time to meet with our team. when you meet with our team, it's a phone call. It takes 30 to 45 minutes. That could be done today. That could be done. We're off on Monday because of New Year, so Tuesday. So it's not really a rush. But when you talk to them, then you're going to give them your website and all that.
Website, and then I would give them, we would go over a name that I would want to use, right?
Yep, exactly. Yeah, so you'll go over, yeah.
Set everything up. And to set everything up, it would take about 45 days if we're starting fresh.
Yeah, if we're starting fresh, the maximum amount of time is 45 days. We under-promise and over-deliver, so I always love to tell you, hey, it's going to take anywhere between 30 to 45 days, because, you know, if it happens in 3 weeks, then you're like, oh, well, it's actually pretty quick. So yeah, max is 30 to 45 days.
Where did you call me from? What website did you call me from, or what did?
What do you mean, website?
One in Bloomingdale? Like, you must have found my name off of maps that's way at the bottom of Bloomingdale, right?
No, so it's a little bit different. What we do is that we look for pre-qualified candidates, and I think they found you off of Angie's, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, they found me off Angie's, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like they found your information on Angie's, and then what we do is that we just cross-reference and check, because if you're already on the first page and you guys are crushing it, then we don't call you. You know what I mean? Like, there's not really much for us to do. But when we see, hey, this person doesn't have any, or they're like on page like 400, then it's like, okay, well, maybe they could use us. So yeah, that's basically how we got you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Whatever it is that you found, can we just use that instead of creating a new one?
Well, we would do a Google business page. Angie's is completely separate.
Right. Okay, so
like the profile.
Google page.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we would start fresh.
Exactly. Yep, exactly.
All right, we'll just start fresh then.
Yeah, we'll just start fresh to make sure everything is good here, which it doesn't really harm you either way. It's about the same. All right, so to spell your first name here, it's Emmanuel, right? Emmanuel?
Just one M. One M. Emmanuel.
Yep. And then spell your last name.
Basilicos. Be like Victor. Asilikos.
Okay.
Emmanuel Basilicos. My cell number that you have, 708-715-6095. And then what else?
Is that what you want us to list your phone number on Google when somebody calls you? You want them to call your cell phone?
No.
You want them to use the 847 number?
I can just, 847 number.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to double check
that. You want me to give you that number?
No, I got it.
You want me to give you the number I want?
I got it. It should be 272-5550. Is that right?
Yeah, that works. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, cool. All right. And obviously you guys are in Illinois. The address, though, that we have for your business, it's 360-23 West Schick 136 in Bloomingdale, Illinois, 60101.
No, let me give you a different one. I'm going to give you one that's in North Brook.
Okay, go ahead.
Would that be better?
Sure, whichever.
Or... because you need that. Is it going to be based around that address?
This, no. So I can take a zip code and base it around that zip code. So don't worry about that. This is for when we get you approved through Google and get it all set up. They're going to send you like a PIN verification and all that through the address, and we use one of these addresses. So whatever address you want to put down for the business, that's what you want to have this one as.
Because I have a P.O. box in Northbrook. Will that work or no?
Google doesn't want P.O. boxes. They try to avoid that because it causes issues. If you want to – don't worry about circumference area as far as what we'll market you towards. This is strictly just for your business.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Because I live in a town called St. Charles, Illinois, which is far away from where I work.
Okay.
So if my home address is St. Charles, Illinois – But I don't want to advertise in St. Charles, Illinois. I want to advertise in Northbrook area. Is that going to be a problem?
No, I mean, it wouldn't be a problem. We would just do the service area around that zip code. So wherever Northbrook's zip code is where we would focus that 50-mile radius we were explaining it before.
Oh, okay, fine. So let me give you my home address then.
Okay, go ahead.
You'll need my home address because they're going to send a card, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Okay, my home address is 39W609. That's all compressed together, by the way. 39W609 is all together.
All together, okay.
Carl, C-A-R-L.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sandberg, S-A-N-D-B-U-R-G, Carl Sandberg Road.
Mm-hmm.
St. Charles, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
60175. That's my home address.
Okay. 60175.
Do you want the zip code? The zip code of the area I want to advertise in, or you don't need that right now?
No, I'm gonna get that off of you in like 2 seconds. This is just creating your profile here with us. Yeah, so let me update that. And you guys are the time zone. Is that
Chicago
Central?
Time? I believe it's Central time, yeah.
Central? Okay, I thought so.
Yes.
Okay. And all right. Now I'm going to ask you a couple questions about the business. One of those is when it comes to where, like, what you want us to market your business as to get you on that first page. You can choose 15. What are some services that you currently offer?
Okay, appliance repair, refrigeration repair, or refrigerator repair, probably both, right? You want to put both in there?
Yep.
Refrigeration repair, refrigerator repair, washer repair, and then washer service. I don't know, you want to put both? I don't know. Washer repair, washer service.
So just give me the specific like things that you do. Our team will look up like what's the best keywords for it, and then you know what I mean. That way we'll have like a base. Yep.
All right. So let me start off. Appliance repair.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Refrigerator repair. Washer repair. Dryer repair.
Mm-hmm.
Garbage disposal repair.
Mm-hmm.
Stove and oven.
Oven repair, right?
Right, or service, or both. I don't know.
No, that's okay. That's actually perfect. Okay, so basically, you got appliance, fridge, washer, dryer, garbage, stove, oven, all types of repair.
No, not garbage. Garbage disposal.
I did write garbage disposal. Sorry, I just read through it, so I did write garbage disposal repair.
Right, okay.
All right, anything else you can think
of? And then I would also, I would like to throw in some manufacturer's names, like Sub-Zero.
Okay.
Because Sub-Zero refrigerator is a very expensive refrigerator, and I would like for people to know who have Sub-Zeros. I work on Sub-Zero. And people will put in specifically Sub-Zero.
Oh, got it. Okay, yes.
Yeah,
so
like
Sub-Zero fridge repair, basically.
Right. Sub-Zero refrigerator repair, Sub-Zero refrigerator service.
Yep.
And would it be a good idea to add other manufacturers' names, or that doesn't really matter?
Doesn't really matter. Our team, I mean, you can throw them in there. Our team will look. Like, if we see that you wrote, like, you know, whatever, fridge repair, and we see that there was only, like, 10 people that searched it in the last 30 days, we're probably not going to use that keyword because you're not going to get any business off of it. So they can check it if you wanted to. If you think of more, when you have that meeting with our team, I mean, they'll go over all this again with you just to double check this is how you want it. So if you think of more, I mean, you definitely have some time to think about it later as well.
Okay, well, that's for now.
Okay, yeah, I'm good with that. I'm good with that for now, too. And are you currently, so are you licensed or insured, or are you both?
You're insured, but you don't need a license for this.
Okay, that's no problem. So you at least have insurance?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And when you go to a client's house, how do you accept payment? Is it through, like, cash, check, credit, debit, Venmo, Zelle?
All of them.
Oh, you accept. Okay, so cash, check, credit card, / debit card. So do you do Venmo, Zelle?
Venmo or Zelle. Venmo or Zelle, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty common. No other online stuff, because we basically showcase it to your clients. So we let them know, like, hey, this is what he accepts.
That's it.
Okay. All right. And
when your team calls me, are they going to want a copy of my insurance or not?
Not right then and there, but yeah, they'll basically go over everything that they're going to need from you. You don't really have to prepare for it. They're the ones doing all the heavy lifting. They're going to fully explain how all of this is going to work and everything like that. So, but they won't need it right then and there. They will eventually. Now, when it comes to, so you said Northbrook. You want me to look up Northbrook's, Northbrook's zip code is 60062. Is that where you want to do your service, like your 15
yep.
mile service area?
Yes.
All right. 15 miles.
Or actually, hold on. No. I would like to use Highland Park zip code and go and do the radius. Highland Park is right up against the lake. So my radius.
It is, yeah.
I'd rather use the Highland Park zip code.
Got it. Yeah, that would probably make more sense. So we'll do Highland Park. That's 60035, right?
I don't know offhand, but I'm sure you're right.
It is. Yes, that's yeah. I looked it up. It's it shows me 60035. Okay, perfect. And we're not doing Facebook. We're not doing a website. I have to apply. This discount here for you, so just bear with me one moment. Now, while I'm doing this, you're just making a cutoff here for the end of the year. This is going to be listed as Google advertisements, so it is a tax write-off. So if you have, like, a business card, we recommend that. If you don't, that's okay. Any debit or credit card would do, okay?
Yeah. It's going to be $199?
It's $199 on the dot, not a dollar more or less. So just give me one second here. All right, so billing. And your legal company name, is that North Shore Refrigeration and Appliance Repair, Inc., right?
The legal company name is Associated Repairs, Inc., A-S-S-O-C-I-A. TED, Associated Repairs, Inc.
Okay, so that's the legal name. It's Associated Repairs, Inc., right?
Right, but I would like to use the North Shore name in the maps.
Got it.
Because that region is called the North Shore area, is what it's called.
Got it, okay.
Is that going to be a problem?
No. No, it shouldn't be an issue. It's just, you wouldn't know this, but now that you're signing up, everything that we do has to be the same. So an issue that most companies have is like what you just mentioned, how your company name is one, but you want it to say another. Well, when there's discrepancy online, Google doesn't know what to do. And like you guys just, it just hurts your ranking so much. So we just got to make sure we know exactly which one you want because it has to be the same throughout everything that we're going to do. That's all. That's the only thing that's going to matter.
Right.
So just make sure that you're letting us know that one name and that's it.
Cool.
All right. So let me go back here. Sorry. All right. The card you're going to use is the address, the 39 West 609 Carls Sandburg Road, St. Charles. Same one?
Yes. Yes.
All right, perfect. And whenever you're ready, I'm ready. I'll get the cart number now. I got to read you off a voice verification, and then we'll submit the $199. So whenever you're ready for the cart number, we're good.
Okay. 4147.
Mm-hmm.
4002.
Mm-hmm.
4986.
Mm-hmm.
6383.
Okay. All right. And expiration?
11/27.
Okay. All right. And 3 digits on the back.
730.
Okay. All right. And you get to choose one security question here. When I read you off the voice verification, I'll explain to you what that's for. But you get to choose one of the three questions here for us, okay? So you get to choose mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one do you want?
City I was born in.
All right. And what's the answer for that?
Chicago.
All right. Chicago. Oh wow! So you were born and raised there. You never ventured out.
Oh no, I've been a lot of places for vacation, but that's where I was born. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So for vacation, but have you ever lived anywhere else other than like Illinois?
Oh. No, I haven't. Can I put you hold for just one split second?
Yep. Go ahead.
Hold on 1 second, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. That's okay. Everything all right?
Yeah, I was just taking a call.
Oh, no problem. Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and read off the voice verification now. You basically, it's a little redundant, so it's going to kind of go over everything we went through, explaining your company name and all that stuff. But if you have any questions, obviously just stop me and then just ask what your question is, and then I'll try to, you know, clarify, rephrase it, whatever. That way we're both on the same page then, okay? All right, so here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Associated Repairs, Inc.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Emmanuel Basilikos, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing on this account, correct?
Yes.
All right, perfect. All right, so now obviously to get the result as fast as possible, we do want to make sure you're actively involving your campaign. Not much heavy lifting on your side, just maybe answering a phone call or two from us and maybe answering a question or two, things like that. I did give you that security question. If you're getting calls from people claiming that they are part of your doing your SEO or getting you on the map section, the whole nine yards, and they're claiming they're from us, we got you that security question. We're the only ones that know that. So you make sure that you know that you're talking to Local Splash. We'll ask you those security questions, that security question then, okay? And we want to make sure, obviously, that you're responsive to phone calls and also emails from Local Splash as well. So I'll send you a text message that I have our phone number extension. I might have already done that, actually. I'll just double-check just to obviously make sure that you – okay. Well, I'll send you my email, too, because I want to make sure that you have my information as well. you know, that way, if you have a question or two, you're more than welcome just to reach out to me directly if you want. We're going to go ahead and lock you in at the $199 that we're doing today. That'd be with you for the rest of your life. That'd be from now, 12/29 of 23. The next payment is going to be the 29th of every single month. So it's always going to give you that 30 days. So the 29th is always going to be $199 then, all right? Now you, again, you may discontinue your agreement at any time. All you have to do is contact customer support. I already sent you our phone number. You can contact me directly, whatever you want to do. I'm fine with it to prevent your charges for next month's service, okay? All you have to do is contact us at least within 3 days of your next billing cycle. And do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, so a few things here. Let me go. I might have gotten the year wrong, actually, on your card, because I think it reset. Was it November 20, you said 27?
Yeah, 27, yeah.
27, okay. I think I had it listed as 26, so I'll just change that. All right, so you're going to get a couple things here. You're going to get a text message, which is going to have our... it's going to have our terms and conditions on there. You're also going to get an email to the email address that we got, basically going over the invoice and then also going over, the terms and conditions again and basically outlining everything that we've done. Let's find a time that you can meet with our team. Do you want to do it, today we have one at 4 o'clock if you want to squeeze in today. If not, I could take a look at Tuesday of next week.
Let's take a look at Tuesday.
Okay.
At 3, what's the latest you got?
Let's take a look here. Latest we got on a Tuesday, actually, that's a new year. Here we go. All right, the second. All right, so the second, the latest we have is 5 o'clock, because you guys are Central Time, right? So
yeah,
5 p.m. would be the latest we can do.
Okay. All right. Let's do Tuesday at 5 p.m. That's 3 o'clock for you guys, right?
Yep. That's 3 o'clock for us. Exactly. So let me do three.
And how long will that last?
Honestly, it lasts like 30 to 45 minutes. It just depends on how many questions you have. Sometimes it's shorter. Sometimes people have a ton of questions and it's a little bit longer. I did try to run the card. It's coming back saying restricted card. I'm just going to double check this one more time. Are you in a position that you're able to read the card numbers off again just to make sure I had it correct? Because it just came up saying it's restricted, so I just want to make sure.
4147.
Mm-hmm.
4002.
Mm-hmm.
4986.
Mm-hmm. 6383. Yeah, okay. And expiration is November 27?
11/27, yeah.
And security code is 730.
730, yeah.
Okay, let me double check. Let me reach out to our team and see if we can kind of find out why. Is it common that if your card is used in a different state, that it kind of blocks in saying, hey, you're not in California?
Oh, yeah. It could be that, yeah.
It could be that does happen sometimes when we're signing somebody up and they're from a different state. Depending on the card they use, it sometimes says, hey, you just use your card in Illinois and then now it's being used in California. Let me
usually send me a text.
I was going to say, did you get a text message?
Yeah, no, I didn't get a text. Try it again.
let me try it again. Now, before I try it again, actually, let me just reach out. Hang on 1 second. All right, so let's refresh this here. All right, let's try this one more time. Yeah, my team is saying it's probably the bank, but let's see. Yeah, it's restricted. So yeah, it's just something with the bank most likely that's blocking it. Do you have a different card that you're able to use for one time, or do you want to call the bank?
For one time. Yeah, let's try different for one time.
Yeah, we can change this.
Send me a text. Let's try this one. 4147.
Hang on 1 second, I'm sorry. 41. Okay, go ahead. 4147.
2024.
Mm-hmm.
1308.
Mm-hmm.
4599.
Okay. All right, and then expiration on that?
0129.
So January 29. Okay, and 3 digits on the back.
521.
All right. Okay, so that's updated.
Why I didn't get a text from them? Usually they text me with an alert.
Yeah, I think this one's going through. Yeah, it's definitely. Yeah, it was definitely a bank. Yeah, your bank is going, because that one did go through. I'll put a note here that we'll just use it for this one time, and then we'll go and switch it to the other card. But whenever you do get a chance, yeah, call them. There's three. Attempts that I did. Obviously they should not charge you anything, $0. Don't let, you know, they shouldn't do any of that stuff, because you already covered this month, so you're good. But let them know that if you call them and let them know that, hey, Local Splash is authorized on there, then we can add that second card, and then that could just be reoccurring.
Okay.
Did you get any text messages yet?
Just from you.
That's okay. Yeah, I was gonna say you'll get a text and an email from me, but nothing from the bank. Okay. Yeah, I would definitely give them a call. I mean, that does happen sometimes. Sometimes I have people, you know, they'll just call them right away and say, hey, approve it, and then they're good. Sometimes they don't. That other card was perfectly fine then. We got you scheduled in there for 5 p.m. That's on Tuesday. You'll get an email. You also get some reminders as well. I do recommend sending a reminder. It's just a phone call, 30 to 45 minutes. Not going to take long. The phone number that I sent you originally that 877 number, that's the number our team is going to call you on all the time. So you want to save it as Local Splash. So that way when we call you, at least you'll know, you know, it's us. Like I said, it's never a bad thing. It's always just to push the needle forward to, you know, get your calls as quick as possible for the first like week or two then, all right?
Okay, it says to get your Google Business Profile verified, you'll need additional information. Like, what other additional information are you going to need?
For what?
I don't know. You just sent me a text that says, to get your Google Business Profile verified, Google may require additional information to proceed.
Yep. Okay. So yeah, that text that you got, you can just ignore that. That's something that the team, when you go over it on Tuesday, they're gonna specifically go over all that stuff for you. So you don't have to worry about that. There was terms and conditions that was sent to you. It should say like welcome to Local Splash, blah 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 blah. And it says your terms and conditions. There's a link there. It says localsplash.com/terms and then your phone number. If you click on that, whenever you want, you just read through it, take your time, and then go ahead and sign in at the bottom whenever you're ready as well. But besides that, you're basically all set on our side. We closed the listing down, so we're good.
And what does this thing say?
Say the last part again.
Let's say for some reason, let's say for some reason, I Google doesn't accept it for whatever reason. Do I get my $199 back?
It depends. So like, it depends. So like, if you're saying that, I mean, Google, the only reason that Google will suspend it, I mean, if you've done it, I mean, have you done anything like illegal? Did you like, is there like, let me think. So like, is there like anything that, what would you make you feel like you wouldn't be approved?
No. It says, well, I have no clue. I mean, I know one thing. Google's a nightmare to deal with. That I know. And that's what I'm saying. For some reason, Google, you know, you guys go through all this and I don't like, have the proper information or whatever the reason is. Who knows? It doesn't happen. Do I get my $199 back?
If you're at that level, let me double check. I don't think so because if we go to you do have you can process a refund. Just reach out to me directly for a refund if it's a case of you're suspended and there's absolutely nothing that we can do. I mean, it's highly unlikely that that's going to be the case, but let's say that it does. Let me take a look. Also, you said you had a website, right?
Yes, I do.
Do you have pictures of work tools? Do you have like a work truck? Do you have any identifiable information?
Yeah. My work truck has got the logo, it's got the name, it's got a different phone number. It doesn't say 272-5550, it says 948-1000.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah, they're saying that if it's a case where you're suspended due to like something like illegal or something like that, then yeah, there's no refund that we're able to give. To be honest with you, as long as you have at least your license, as long as you can take a picture, because Google will not approve you and they've stopped approving people just like willy-nilly. Because when COVID happened, they got a little bit more strict. And because they got a little bit more strict, they basically just want to make sure that the people that are showing up on the first page is legitimate. If they're not legitimate, then...
Sorry.
Yeah, no, they don't. They don't get it.
License, you mean my driver's license? Is that what
I'm sorry, not your license. You said you had insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be proof that you're obviously a legitimate business. Because there were businesses that were popping up and getting on the first page. They were not legitimate businesses. And they were getting phone calls from people actually wanting their services and they were basically getting scammed. So like that's why Google's been a little bit more difficult. But like I said, we've been partnering with Google for 18 years. So that's why we do all of this for you. So we submit everything for you. That's why it said it's going to be important that you just answer your phone. Because if we call you, then it's never bad. It's always just, like I said before, to push the needle forward. So we just want to make sure that obviously, you know, Google's getting everything that they need and you're getting approved. So
All right. So you want a picture of my vehicle? You said that, right?
Don't worry. Honestly, I wouldn't worry about any of that stuff until Tuesday. When you talk to the team Tuesday at 5 o'clock your time,
well,
then
the answer for all those things, I don't have to be running around Tuesday night. Look,